The Human Genome Project discovered amazing things about man's makeup. What it didn't find was a saving gene. Hi, I'm Rob West. In my book, that means saving doesn't come naturally. It's a habit we have to learn, and God's Word tells us why it's so important. I'll talk about the why and the how today, and then it's on to your calls and questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, you might be surprised to learn that surveys show less than half of Americans can handle an unexpected expense of $1,000. They have little or nothing in their emergency fund, and when the inevitable financial setback happens, they have to borrow, often using credit cards to cover emergencies. It's also no wonder the Bible tells us that saving is wise. Proverbs 10:4-5 reads, "A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a prudent son." And while it's wise to save, we also have to be careful not to put too much trust in our bank accounts, because our trust should always be in God, our ultimate provider. He's promised to meet our needs, and He is always faithful. And there's good reason to trust God. Luke 12:24 reads, "Consider the ravens. They neither reap nor sow. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds?" God has His part in our provision, and we have ours. We're to save because His Word tells us to. And if you think you can't save because the temptation to spend is too great, take comfort in 1 Corinthians 10:13. It reads, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape so that you may be able to endure it." Why, then, is it so hard for some people to save money? Well, for some, it can't be avoided. There are people whose income is just too low, basically those below the poverty level. And while that's a real concern and not one to be taken lightly, most people we hear from who are having trouble saving actually make enough to put something away. In their case, self-discipline is the main issue. It comes down to living below your means. God wants our lives to be in balance. He wants us to enjoy His bounty. But Christians are also supposed to take care of their families and come to the aid of others in the church from time to time who may have needs. That's difficult to do if you have no savings. Remember, everything you have belongs to God, not just what you put in the offering plate. All that we have comes from Him and belongs to Him. We're supposed to be faithful stewards of the resources He entrusts to us. So, here are some steps you can take to start that process. First, you need to have a spending plan. Without one, you're just flying blind. Your budget must cover all of your planned expenses and leave something left over. If you haven't downloaded the FaithFi app, do it now. It'll make the process much easier. Initially, you'll have to cut spending in some areas. You won't be able to save if you maintain your current lifestyle. So look for things you can trim from the budget. And at the same time, don't try to do it all at once. Establishing savings doesn't mean you have to live on rice and beans for every meal. If it hurts too much, you won't stick to it. So be realistic as you cut your spending. Next, make a resolution that you'll save something from every paycheck. Establishing that habit is much more important than reaching the ultimate goal. You want to develop the discipline of saving. As time goes on and you're successfully putting something away each payday, you can begin to increase your savings. You should also set a goal for the amount you'll save. It should be attainable. Instead of thinking, "I'll save $5,000 this year," shoot for $100 or $200 a month to get you started. Now, all savings should begin with your emergency fund, and here you can set another goal. Start with trying to get $1,500 in the bank, then 1 month's living expenses. Keep going until you have 3 to 6 months saved up. After that, your savings goals can change to things like buying your first home, taking a trip to build family memories, or giving to your favorite ministry. If you're married, this all has to be a team effort, so set your long-range goals together and celebrate your progress along the way, but keep it in the budget, of course. The last step involves prayer. Ask God to give you self-control and a contented heart. Developing the habit of saving will dramatically improve your life, your relationships, and your ability to be used by God. You'll sleep a lot better, too. All right, your calls are next, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Rulers. Even the best rulers are sinful humans, but how often do we trust in them as if they were our saviors? If only my candidate gets selected, then things will be better. But you know, there's only one ruler who makes the ultimate difference. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Way back in Psalm 2, that's what the Lord said. I've installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. Zion, the mountain and city of God. That's where Jesus was set up as king, but not in a way you would expect. He was crucified and buried on Zion, and then he rose again. Even now he's ruling in heaven. Human authorities will fail us. God's appointed king is ruling. Get started with Anchor Devotional today. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Can we trust the Bible?
He says, we saw this. And that sets the Bible apart from almost everything else in the ancient world and its religious pantheon of gods and goddesses.
The God Who Speaks, the important documentary from the American Family Association, is now available to watch for free on AFA's brand new streaming platform. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to watch this award-winning film today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. And, you know, as we think about our role as stewards of God's money, we started today by talking about saving. You remember, there's only really five things you can do with money. You can live on it, you can give it away, you can owe it for debt or owe it for taxes, or you can grow it, save it for the future. But the key is we have to realize that if we orient our lives around the American dream, we're, in a sense, forfeiting the blessings of the kingdom of God. You remember, the thing that is your treasure will ultimately control your heart. And what controls your heart will control your words, your behaviors, your choices, your decisions. So we want to pursue with full surrender. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all that he has and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to us, and perhaps then our perspective will change about the things of this world, the temporal, the here and now, and we'll be thinking about the eternal, the things that will last, and we'll use money, God's tool that he provides to us, as a way to drive toward greater kingdom activity. So we're investing in eternity. Remember this, everything we do for eternity is a treasure in heaven, and that really should be our ultimate aim. Now, we've got to navigate this world, and that means providing for our families, and that means being generous, and that means meeting our obligations, and we want to do that with wisdom and grace, and that's why we look to God's Word for principles that we can pull out and apply to whatever we're dealing with right now. Well, we'd love to do that with you. If you have a financial question you've been thinking about, give us a call, 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open today. Again, 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. Also, if you have a testimony today, maybe you've seen God at work in your financial life and you'd love to give testimony to that. You've seen these principles we talk about from God's Word bear fruit in your financial life. Well, share that with us. That'll be an encouragement to everyone listening. No matter what your financial question or testimony, we've got space for you today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. All right, let's begin in Texas. Hi, Steve. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, how are you today?
Doing great, thanks.
I was on disability, but still made my regular payments to my credit card company. I lost disability for about 7 months, could not make my payments any longer. So I called them, the companies, and only a few of them were willing to work with me by reducing interest in the payments, and the rest, they just wouldn't work with me. They want me to pay all my past due, even though the accounts have been closed or charged off. Is there a way to get them to negotiate with me so that I can get my credit card debt paid? I definitely would appreciate any answer and help you can give me.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. Well, I'm sorry to hear you went through that, but I'm delighted to hear you want to meet these obligations and try to get this paid off. And the extent to which you can either have these reflected with a zero balance as either a paid charge-off or a settled charge-off or a paid collection if it's been sold to an outside collection agency is going to help your credit report, and it will be certainly viewed more favorably by lenders, although I'm not looking for you to get back into debt. Obviously, there may be needs that you'll have in the future, and so that's important. But I think the big idea is you to meet these obligations, get out from under them so you can put these behind you and move on from here. I think the first thing for you to do, if you haven't already, is pull a copy of your three credit reports from Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. I would do that at annualcreditreport.com. You'll do that free of charge. The key that you're looking for is what you actually owe today, and trying to identify who the actual creditor is today. Is it the original creditor, or has, in some cases, it been sold off to a collection agency and the original creditor no longer owns the debt? That's what you're trying to determine. That'll be a good starting place. And then you'll want to contact each creditor to try to determine whether you can negotiate a settlement. They don't have to accept it, but oftentimes they will. And, you know, once you get that in writing, then you would make that payment. They should show it, and your credit report should be updated as a settled charge-off, if in fact that was the status. And again, that is going to be helpful to you in the long term. If not, if you can't afford that or you can't come to an agreement on it, you could look at getting on a payment plan, work with the original creditor to make payment arrangements. And then again, once it's paid off, it should show as a paid charge-off, and that balance should be updated to zero. And again, that will be looked at more favorably. If it's been sold to a collection agency, then you'd pay the agency fee. And before you do, you'd write to the agency and ask for proof that it in fact owns the account. And then once you receive that and you've paid off the debt, then the account would appear in your reports as a paid collection, which will again be viewed more favorably. And then once you've paid off the debt through the original creditor or the collection agency via settlement, make sure you ask for what's called a final payment letter, and then keep checking your credit reports. And then if the account isn't showed as paid, you have the letter as proof that you can use to help get your reports corrected. The only other approach you may want to consider, and depending on how far delinquent these are and what the status of the charge-off is, this may or may not be applicable, but you could contact our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. especially if the lenders are unable to work with you and you're not going to pursue a debt settlement, to see if they could enter these into a debt management program, re-age the accounts, which means they're essentially brought current. There'll be fees and interest added, but it'll get back to a current status, and then they can reduce the interest rates and get you on one fixed monthly payment to get these paid off. So I think you could go either of those routes, and ultimately the goal would be to get these paid to zero and have that reflected appropriately on your credit report. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's perfect.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, listen, I'm encouraged by your desire to get all this cleaned up, Steve. I know you'll feel a lot better once you do. Have things resolved with your disability? Are you back to work, or are you still unable to do so?
I am still unable to do so. However, they did decide that it was a clerical error, so they did reinstate my disability, which is wonderful. That allows me to be able to make these payments. So
yeah, very good. Well, I'm thrilled that you want to honor the Lord in doing that as you have the resources available. That's certainly an encouragement. Well, listen, all the best to you, my friend. Thanks for checking in with us today. And if we can help you further along the way, don't hesitate to reach out. We appreciate your call today very much. Quickly to Louisiana, Mary, how can we help you? I understand you have a testimony.
I do. I was in my late 50s with $60,000 in debt, and I pastor said, when I showed him what was going on, he said, "Well, you're asking me for advice?" And I said, "Yes, I am," shakily. He said, "Quit real estate and get a job." So I got three of them. So here wow. I am in my late 50s working three jobs.
Wow.
One of them worked at 11 o'clock, I got off at 11 o'clock at night. And so I was getting kind of weary, and I said, "Lord, I'm doing everything I know to do, but if you don't give me any help, I'm going under. I'm really very tired, but I never complained. I never complained, big key. So thankful that I had the three jobs." And then a friend of mine, we were at Bible study, and I got a phone call at the end, and the person that answered the phone said, here's your job, because we've been praying and praying and praying. And so I answered, and it was an interview for a company here, and it was for an accountant, which I have absolutely no experience. No experience. I went on the interview on Friday. They wanted me to come back Monday for another interview, and I got the job, which was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. That's incredible. Let's do this. I want to hear the rest of the story, Mary. If you don't mind holding, I've got to take a quick break, but I want to celebrate with you, and I want to hear how you paid off all that debt. Man, God is so faithful. Mary, hold the line. More of your questions, 800-525-7000, just around the corner. Stay with us.
Friendships is offering an exciting opportunity for young adults who want to grow in their walk with God, become physically fit, and learn relief ministry while serving in the Middle East. This is an amazing opportunity to serve God and experience Israel. Check out Seahawk's one-year scholarship program at friendships.org or call 337-433-5022. That's 337-433-5022. The next session begins August 19th.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's Cards That Give to Missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Here's Rob West of Faith and Finance, heard here daily on American Family Radio.
We understand how important it is for Christians to leave a legacy that will impact generations to come. One way you can do that is through a charitable gift annuity from the AFA Foundation. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345. Or visit them online at afafoundation.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Have you found money management to be complex and confusing, seemingly endless choices leading to indecision and frustration? Well, we want to come alongside you with timeless wisdom from God's Word that offers principles and practical help to make financial decisions with confidence and peace of mind. That's what we do on this program every day. Welcome to Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Just before the break, we were talking to Mary in Louisiana, giving testimony to God's faithfulness in her life. Mary, you shared you had $60,000 in debt. You're in your 50s. You said, you know what? I'm going to move out of this current job. I'm going to get three jobs to replace it, and I'm going to work to pay this off. God provided those jobs. Pick up the story from there and tell us how it ended.
Okay, so I got this job in 2010, and I worked hard. I was with that part of the company for 6 years, but in the middle of that, we had a flood here in 2016, yeah. And I lost my townhouse. So when I went to the closing, I walked out with $250. Anyway, so then about 6 months later, I got a call from the homeowner association because I had moved out and went live with a friend. And he said that they were suing FEMA. So I said, okay, you know, so I went to the meetings. Anyway, they went to Washington for 3 days. They came back. I got a check for $28,800. I paid $8,800 to the attorney. I put $10,000 in the bank and I bought a car, put a down payment of a car for $10,000. Continue to work, continue paying off my debt, worked with a godly accountant who really was she was a soft drill sergeant, but she was on me. I was not going to veer in any direction. And then after 6 years, I got offered a job with one of the subsidiaries, and I worked with them for 4 years. I retired in 2010. They hired me back. I'm in my third year of working with them part-time, and I'm still doing well.
That's
anyway,
great.
And I wanted to say a couple of things I wanted to say was that I worked hard. I had people praying and helping me, and nobody like helped me when I'm saying pay anything. They did at the beginning, but after that, anyway, and I worked hard. I never complained. I thank God all the time, and he opened door after door after door, and I just owe him all the glory, and I'm so thankful, and I try to help other people with what I have. When God says to give, I give. I don't question him. I do go counsel for bigger amounts, but I did mess up twice and should have got counsel, but that's okay. God took care of that. It's hard work, loving God, praising him, thanking him, being surrounded by a body of Christ that really works hard and are very diligent and faithful.
Well, thank you for sharing that. What an encouragement today, Mary. Three things that jumped out at me from your story. One is you invited God in through prayer. You know, so often we don't invite God into our financial lives. And in fact, when we get into a difficult season, we can often rob God of the opportunity of providing by pulling out the credit cards. And instead, you invited him into the middle of it in prayer. Number two, you maintain an attitude of gratitude. Even in the difficult season, you were looking for God's blessings, God's provision, God's abundance, even before the first dollar, just the fact that he's reconciled us unto him through his son's death and resurrection, Jesus on the cross. We've got to maintain the attitude of gratitude. when we go through a season like this. And then third, you were looking to be generous and you were looking to be connected to where God was at work and people in need, perhaps even more in need than your own situation. And God uses that to break the grip of money over our lives. Mary, God bless you. Thanks for sharing your story with us today. We appreciate it very much. 800-525-7000. If you've got a question today or perhaps a testimony like Mary of God's faithfulness in your life, let's head to Texas. Hi, Diane. Go right ahead.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Okay, I'll make mine very short. I lived very frugally, and when I worked, I did some good investing and saving. And so consequently, now that I'm 82, I have about over $80,000 in the bank, and I'm able to live on Social Security and the investments that I've done. However, in February of next year, I'm going to lose a one-fourth or over a fourth of what's coming in. So my question is this. My family lives a long time, so I have to plan for longevity. Yeah. But in today's government situation where we're trillions of dollars in debt and we don't know what the climate is going to do, that we have the fears that they're going to take everything away from us in our bank accounts. So I know we, as Christians, we just have to live in trust with the Lord. But I just like your wisdom to know, at my situation, do I invest in, say, a non-Christian nonprofit and get an annuity? Is there some other type of thing, or should I just let it? It's not gaining any interest in the bank anymore.
Yeah.
But what do you advise?
Sure. Well, I appreciate that background. Why is a quarter of your income going away? What's changing?
The annuity is over. The investment time is coming to an end on one particular thing.
Got it. Okay. What do you have when you said you're living on Social Security plus your investments? What do you have in investable assets?
Oh my goodness, not very much anymore. Because I was just I probably have about $2,200 that I live on for a month, $2,300, something like that. So they'll be, one is lifetime, but it's like dollars. It's just hardly anything. So that's my situation.
Okay. So in terms of what you have available in terms of assets, other than the $80,000, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. So it's really just this $80,000 plus Social Security. And if you were to live on Social Security alone, what's the gap between your Social Security and what your monthly expenses are?
It would be, about $1,500.
Okay. Yeah. So the challenge is, I mean, with, you know, $80,000, we could obviously put that to work, although I'd want you to pull out probably 6 months worth of income. But even if you invested the whole thing, that would only throw off about, well, I would be comfortable with you pulling about $250 a month or about $33,000 a year. The challenge is you need quite a bit more than $250. You need $1,500. So that's going to deplete that $80,000. If we pull $1,500 a month out of that, that's going to, you know, only last us about 4.5 years. So I think the key is to just look at our other options. I've got to take a quick break. Let's do this. You hold the line. When we come back, we'll talk about where you go from here. This is Faith and Finance. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Do you want God to work a miracle in your life? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
Listen, I don't know how God is speaking to your heart and what he's speaking to your heart about, but I know this, he's present and he's looking for people who will believe him, who will step up. God shows up when you and I step up.
Let God show up in your life. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central here on American Family Radio.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
45,000. That's how many times FaithFi referred a listener to a certified Kingdom advisor last year. And for good reason. These are trusted financial, legal, and accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking on the Find a CKA button on the homepage.
And running down, and I missed the last two checks, and I fell and broke my back. And I did not have to have surgery.
Have you ever been encouraged by AFR?
I tell you, it's a miracle how that was.
Whether it's a life-changing event or just a helpful voice in your day, we'd like to hear how AFR has been there for you. Call 877-876-8893 and tell us your story. That's 877-876-8893.
Praise the Lord, and thank God for AFR.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
With us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio, where we apply the wisdom from God's Word to your financial decisions and choices. You know, when we seek first the kingdom, it changes everything. It changes our perspective and allows us to see money as a tool to accomplish God's purposes. We're so glad you're here today. We've got some lines open for your questions and testimonies today, 800-525-7000. Just before the break, we were talking to Diane. She's 82. She's had some assets that have been dwindling, although she still has $88,000 in the bank. She's living on Social Security. She's got through her annuities about $900 a month coming in. And if I understand correctly, Diane, that when you look at your lifestyle spending, you basically need about $1,500 a month beyond Social Security to cover your bills. If you've got $900 coming from the annuity products, then that leaves a gap of about $600, and that's where we need to try to take this $88,000 and cover that $600 a month gap and keep this money and allow it to last as long as it can. You've got longevity in your family, and if the Lord tarries, we want to see this money last a long time. So I think, you know, perhaps the next step for you is to connect with an advisor, because I'd probably like for you not to put this money into another insurance product where it's going to be difficult for you to access it, especially since you're going to need more than would pay out if you were to annuitize it, given that you need $600 a month at a minimum on this $88,000. Plus, I want you to keep enough liquid for your emergency reserves, probably 6 months worth of expenses. So that's, you know, if you're living on, let's say, $3,500 a month, you know, we need at least $20,000 of this liquid. So I'd work with an advisor to both evaluate the current annuities you have that's generating the $900 a month to see if you can position those better, but also to take this roughly $80,000 after you set aside the emergency fund and put that to work on a very conservative basis to maximize the return so that you can allow this money to last as long as you can. Because, you know, really, I'd like for you to take more like $260 a month, not $600. So you're pulling more, which is going to eat into the principal. But if, you know, we can offset that by trying to grow this modestly so that it lasts as long as it can. And I think that's where an advisor could help you deploy a strategy to do that. So you could pull out the $600 a month, and then that plus the $900 a month and the Social Security should allow you to meet your obligations. And hopefully this money, you know, lasts another 15 years or more. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. I know you can't recommend a certain person or a certain company, but is there some way you can tell me how to go about looking for a conservative advisor? I'm a Christian, so I would like a conservative advisor.
I absolutely can, Diane. So we recommend what we call the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. It's the only industry designation for men and women who have met experience requirements, pastor references, client references, a regulatory review, a signed statement of faith, plus they've been trained and passed a proctored exam on delivering biblically wise financial advice. So they've met high standards and really specialize in serving Christians with advice and investments that align with their values and priorities as believers. So you could find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area. There's 1,300 of them across the country. Just go to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. And then click Find a CKA, which stands for Certified Kingdom Advisor. You can do a zip code search. I'd interview two or three. There's even a PDF there that has a list of questions you can use to, as you interview these advisors, to find the one that's the best fit for you.
Oh, well, thank you. And it's your website is Faith, and then what?
FaithFI, FaithFI.com, FaithFI.com, okay. And just click Find a CKA. Thank you very much for calling today, Diane. If we can help you further along the way, let us know. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you today. By the way, coming up in our next segment as we close out the broadcast today, Bob Dahl is going to be stopping by with his weekly market commentary. We'll hear what Bob's thinking about this week as we look at the most recent economic data and where this market's headed in light of that. All right, we've got some lines open, 800-525-7000 with your questions today to Mississippi. Dedrick, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes, I have a question. I'm actually about 52, but I've been at my current job for 28 years, so I can actually retire and also get a lump sum.
Yeah.
So what I was thinking about is if I retire and get the lump sum, I can still go and work full time because it's a state job. I could go and work full time at another job, private or federal, and then also, you know, keep my retirement monthly income coming in. Plus, I get a lump sum from there as well.
Yeah.
So technically, I can end up with two checks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, or should I just stay in with my current job, and you know, if I go another 2 years, I get like an extra, you know, $400 or $500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Or with the job market, you know, with pay up and all those things, I was thinking I could probably just get a better job, and then I'm gonna still work about, you know, 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
Actually, can start a 401k.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you've got great options here, Dedrick. I like these a lot. I love the idea of you starting to collect that monthly retirement, grabbing that lump sum, putting that to work, maybe hiring an advisor to manage that for you. How much would you get in that lump sum payout?
So it'll be between 70 and 80K.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, just roll over to
IRA. Yes, sir.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, very good. And you could find a Certified Kingdom Advisor to manage that unless you wanted to do that yourself. I think the question as to, you know, do you stay with your current employer or do you move? I mean, a lot of that, and there's a financial side to that. I'd love for you to be able to stay a couple of years and get that extra $400 or $500 a month. That would go a long way to shoring up your guaranteed income in retirement. And that's always a good thing. But it's bigger than just the financial equation. I mean, it's also a matter of what is God calling you to and how has He wired you and gifted you? And, you know, where do you feel like He's moving you? And, you know, are you still in this current position? Is it life-giving? And is God using you to minister to the people in addition to doing whatever you're doing there for the municipality? Or is He calling you off to something else? And, you know, it is a strong labor market right now. There's two open jobs for every worker who's looking for a job today, which puts you in a really strong position to go out and find something you might really enjoy, be able to use your gifting, perhaps increase your pay. And as you said, if you switch to something else, you could start a 401k. Maybe they have matching and, you know, you could start funding that separately. So I think this is a decision you should start in prayer. Are you married, Dedrick?
Well, I'm actually a widow.
Okay.
So it's been 4 years, and that's also in it is that we've been married for almost 19 years.
Mm.
And so the majority of this 28, you know, was with her. So I'm actually kind of like at the point of, okay, this is another part of, you know, starting something new.
Yes.
You know, and you know, starting, you know, just looking at things differently. And
yes,
I never thought about it until, you know, a few months ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like that. I mean, a fresh start, and maybe God's doing a new work in your life in this next season. What are you thinking about doing? You know, just as you dream a little bit, if you were to go ahead and take this lump sum and retire from your current job and restart, is there something that's God's laid on your heart that you might be interested in doing differently?
Well, I can actually, maybe I could capitalize off all of the things I know at this current position.
Yeah.
And once I, you know, put that in the resume, then, you know, other times they say, well, wow, he got all this experience and, you know, I can do that. And
yeah,
so I could kind of stay in the same line. Or I can just, you know, just do something different, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it may not make as much, but between the two, you know,
yeah,
I still have some growth.
Well, let's do this. You put that resume together. You start praying, ask the Lord to give you wisdom. Start putting that out in your network, and let's just see what comes your way. And you don't have to make any decisions in the meantime. We'll be right back.
Even those who are most hostile to Christianity can find hope in Christ. Next time on Focus on the Family, we'll examine one woman's journey from a world of feminism and homosexuality into the embrace of God's love. A profound story of hope and saving grace on the next Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
When I read the book of Esther, it just fires up my encouragement. It reminds me that when things look so bleak that you're just about ready to write the obituary, God rises up from the ash heap of your misdirected hopes, and he reverses the irreversible.
Dr. David Jeremiah continues his series, Esther, for such a time as this, next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances, and FaithFi is here to help you and many others to be wise stewards of God's resources. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from FaithFi patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Please consider becoming a monthly FaithFi patron. Visit faithfi.com and click Give on the homepage.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. In just a moment, we'll be taking a few more of your calls today. If you have a question, financially speaking, or perhaps you'd love to share a story with us, a testimony of God's faithfulness in your life, give us a call, 800-525-7000, with whatever you're thinking about today. Again, 800-525-7000. Before we head back to the phones, so we're joined each week at the start of the week by our good friend, Bob Dahl. Bob is Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. And Bob, a lot of cross currents and talking points going on here in this week's Dahl's Deliberations. What kind of rises to the surface for you in your mind?
I think what rises to the surface, Rob, is the fact that the Fed Chair Powell is testifying at the moment and has basically said we may have to raise rates more and longer if inflation stays stubborn. And the market's not like that so much. And we're in this period of, yes, inflation peaked and is falling. It's falling irregularly, and no one knows when this is going to all be over. So it's a bit of a cautionary note that goes along with the other things we've talked about, falling earnings estimates, the inverted yield curve. You know the list, Rob. And so
yeah,
rallies get smacked over the head at some point, and they go back down, and that frustration is and sideways chop is still with us.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's this this choppy market that just doesn't have a conviction one way or the other, which I guess makes somebody sitting in your seat makes your job a little challenging as you're trying to make buy and sell decisions, huh?
It does, Rob. However, if you can step back and have a little patience, you realize you're going to get this chop. So if you have some things you want to buy, wait till they come your way in terms of price. Wait till there's a sell-off period. Conversely, there are always things you want to sell to improve the portfolio. Wait for a rally to do it. And that kind of patience is getting paid off and paid well in this environment.
Yeah, very good. Bob, a lot of folks wondering about commodities in this environment, especially given some of the uncertainties. What are you seeing there, and how should folks be thinking about that portion of their portfolios?
Yeah, we are, on a longer-term basis, constructive on commodities, Rob. Capital spending is needed in all parts of the world, especially the developed part, in order to improve productivity given labor shortages. And capital improvements generally mean use of commodities to build those things. So we're reasonably constructive, and that will include, at the right price, precious metals. Yeah. Gold has been on again, off again, but in a world that no longer has zero inflation, having some gold in your portfolio is not all bad.
Yeah, maybe this is the time to be at the upper end of the range you've set with your advisor for precious metals.
I think that's right, because it's unlikely we're going to bring inflation back to that 0 to 2% range that we enjoyed for a decade, Rob, prior to the last year or so.
Yeah. Bob, you mentioned the labor market. You have some comments about just the strength there in this week's Dahl's deliberations. What would you share there?
Yeah, the labor market almost defies gravity. The strength of the jobs market is off the charts. As you know, Rob, there are two jobs available for every person looking for a job. And that's really unusual, especially if we could be at the front end of a potential recession. Those kind of vigorous jobs numbers are hard to understand, and it's a function of the post-COVID environment where a lot of people have left the workforce, young people and retirees at the other end of the workforce, the age spectrum, and that's creating lots of worker shortages. We need workers.
Yeah, very interesting. And then, Bob, on the global front, obviously China's reopening is going to have an impact on the global economy, right?
Yes, it is, and it already is. We're seeing it to refresh listeners' minds. China was in a lockdown, a zero COVID policy for quite some time, and only a few months ago did they lift that, and now we're witnessing China reopening, which is created some economic demand here, there, and everywhere, as it were, because China's so big. And you add that to the fact that God gave Europe a very mild winter. We're having non-U.S. economies do better than most people thought.
Yeah. Bob, what about on the energy landscape, just domestically here? It looks like just the U.S. as an exporter is now one of the biggest, if not the biggest, in the world. Is that right?
Yes. The U.S. Has an incredibly and envious, and we need to be thankful, position when it comes to energy. I would argue for the good of the U.S. and the globe, we need to provide that energy and get more energy out of the ground as we slowly make progress to alternative sorts of uses of energy. In the meantime, fossil fuels claims the day, and we are blessed in this country to have plenty of it.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Bob, well, I appreciate your comments as always, my friend. Fascinating just to peek into your world at all of the cross currents and things you're having to navigate. What would you leave us today as you tie a bow on this?
Just a reminder that God is in control, and we attempt to predict the future and ascertain which way markets are going. And we try to do that with a small amount of experience and intelligence, but the Lord and the Lord only knows the future.
Yeah, well said, my friend. God bless you, Bob. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Bye-bye.
All right. Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. You can learn more at crossmarkglobal.com. By the way, while you're there, sign up for his weekly market commentary called Dahl's Deliberations. It'll be delivered to your inbox each week at no cost. All right. A couple of emails today. By the way, I have room for maybe one more question today, or perhaps a testimony, something you're wanting to celebrate and related to your financial life as you've applied God's wisdom. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Let's tackle some emails. These come into us every day at askrob@faithfi.com. That's askrob@faithfi.com. Feel free to send your question along to be possibly read on the air. This one comes to us from Charleston. It says, on a recent show, I believe I heard it said that those of us who took our Social Security payments early at 62 would receive the money we lost back when we reach full retirement age. Is this true? Is that something I need to do, or is it automatic? And unfortunately, to our listener in Charleston, you've conflated two different Social Security provisions. So you didn't hear that correctly. Let me try to correct that for you. If you take your benefits at 62, you'll be permanently locking in a reduced 8% a year for your full retirement estimated benefits for each year you took them before your full retirement age. So you'll have something north of a 30% reduction that's permanent if you take Social Security early. Now, you would get money back if you continued to work and your benefits would be reduced because you went above the earning limit. So there's an earning limit. It's around $21,000 for this year. And if you take your retirement, your Social Security benefit prior to full retirement age, and you go above that annual earnings limit cap, your benefit will be reduced a dollar for every $2 you earn above that cap. Now, that portion that you've been reduced because you've gone above the earnings limit will come back to you when you reach full retirement age automatically in the form of a higher check until you're fully repaid. That is completely different than you taking it early and locking in a reduced benefit, roughly 8% reduction for every year prior to full retirement age. So you get it back if you earn above the limit and you're reduced for that reason. You don't get anything back because you took it early and you locked in that lower benefit. So just make sure you understand the difference. Also, folks, let me encourage you, visit ssa.gov and get your My Social Security report. That'll give you the best estimate on what you're expecting and what will be the implications of you taking early or waiting later. Let's take this one. This one comes to us from an anonymous writer, and they write, we are praying and seeking direction as our current investments are not with righteous funds. Now, my wife and I would like to put a higher percentage of our investments into faith-based funds. We are aware of Timothy funds and Eventide funds. Are there others? Would you recommend investing in one fund or splitting it among several? Now, this is a great question. I love the idea that you're thinking about faith-based investments. Here's my perspective on that. You know, I think it ultimately comes down to a matter of conviction. This is a conscience decision. It's really what Romans 14 describes as let each one be fully convinced in his own mind. And so you're not going to see, you know, it spelled out chapter and verse in God's word that you can't participate in the secondary market with companies that are not, you know, God honoring, unless you have a conviction to that end. So I would pray about it, develop your own conviction. And then the good news is whatever your conviction is, then I think you can honor that with the world-class faith-based investments that are now available. And they weren't even just a few years ago, where you can avoid certain companies that are misaligned with your Christian values or embrace other companies where they're pursuing a kingdom impact or human flourishing, and even the ability to engage, to be a proxy shareholder voter and show up at the shareholder meetings and express your values. So these options are available. In addition to Timothy and Eventide, I'd check out Lightpoint Portfolios, Guidestone, and One Ascent as a few other options. I think diversification is a great idea. It all has to do with how much you have. If you're starting out with a small amount, I'd pick one fund family and just pick a mutual fund that matches your risk tolerance and goals, and then put that money in there. If you have a bit more, then you could spread it out across a couple of funds. Thanks for writing to us today. Again, if you have a question, send it along. AskRob@faithfi.com. Well, that's going to do it for us. Let me say thanks to my team today, Robert Sutherland, Pat Montague, and Devin Patrick. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us. Come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.